There are plenty of events happening on today as part of Eureka Day. So that's celebrating the 165th anniversary of the Eureka Stockade Rebellion. While the main official commemorations are around the Eureka Uprising are actually taking place at the Eureka Centre, there are also a few fringe events that are taking place, including one very political event. Early this morning, as I understand it, the Reclaim the Radical Tradition of Eureka group burned an effigy of the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. And I've seen a picture of the photo. I haven't seen a picture of it burning. The event has a long tradition of burning effigies, but this one has described the Prime Minister as a feckless US puppet. One of the organisers is Dr. Joseph Toscano. He's joined me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you and how are all your listeners?
Well, thank you. So how well did the PM burn this morning?
Well, look, the PM was just a peripheral event in a event which started at 4 a.m. and which will be going on to 10 o'clock tonight. We have a whole series of events which we've been holding for the last 18 years to celebrate the radical spirit of the Eureka Rebellion. Unfortunately, today in Ballarat, you know, we should have a public holiday, get people out, to celebrate the central elements which are reflected in the Eureka Oath. Now, Gavin, I'm going to ask you a question because I do a bit of broadcasting myself. Do you know the Eureka Oath?
No, I don't.
Well, you should. I'll tell you what the Eureka Oath is. We swear by the Southern Cross to stand truly by each other and fight to defend our rights and liberties. That is the essence of the Eureka Rebellion. It's a rebellion about rights and liberties, not miners' licences.
Yeah, now that doesn't explain the fact the need to burn an effigy of a public figure, in this case the Prime Minister of Australia.
Look, mate, I don't care what you think about us burning an effigy. We are here to celebrate the Eureka Rebellion, and we are inviting the people of Ballarat to join us. They could have come here at 4, they can come to the Eureka dinner tonight, and they can discuss that issue if they wish to discuss that issue. Now, we have a political right which was won by the miners, the Eureka miners. We have a right in this country for freedom of speech.
I don't think anyone's questioning your right. They're questioning appropriate.
No, hang on. You're telling me, is it appropriate to exercise the right? A right is nothing unless you exercise it. And we exercise that right in the spirit of rebellion this morning. Now, this year it was the Prime Minister. Who knows who it will be next year? But the dilemma is we have a government which demonises refugees, which demonises Indigenous population, refuses to go into discussions of a treaty, which demonises the 30% of Australians with social security benefits.
So that gives you the right to demonise him.
We're not demonising the Prime Minister. We are giving him what he deserves. So as far as we are concerned, he is a tyrant. Elected or non-elected, this man is acting like Caesar. All right? We had a miracle this morning.
Well, except the fact that Caesar wasn't elected, as far as I know. He might have been elected by the Senate. How would you feel, for example, Dr. Joe Toscano, if, in fact, someone burned an effigy of, say, New Zealand Prime Minister? How would you feel about that?
Well, I don't think she's a tyrant. End of story. I don't think the New Zealand Prime Minister is advocating policies. Now, you listen to me. You rang me for an interview. I don't have to speak to you if I don't want to speak to you, because we are having an 18-hour celebration here of the principles of Eureka. Now, you pick on one little tiny 5-minute event in an 18-hour program to which we invite all
I wouldn't say I'm picking on it, but you did put out a statement, as I understand it, that you were going to do this, so you wanted to draw attention to it.
I've got a statement here.
I'm not picking on it. I'm just saying that you put out a statement on this, and you were actually suggesting that that this was an appropriate thing to do. You are suggesting that because, of course, you've done it, and
we did it. Of course we suggested it's an appropriate thing to do. People need to be exposed for what they are. There is nothing that the head of this government has done since he was elected in May, which fills me with any joy. The legislative agenda they have, it's a legislative agenda of marginalising, dehumanising people on Social Security benefits, trade unionists who they're trying to outlaw out of existence. This is one of the worst governments we have had since Federation. He leads that government. And as citizens, and we are all citizens, I was born in this country, I feel I have the right to explain what I am doing in terms of his policies. Now, his policies, we didn't burn Scott Morrison. We burned an effigy of Scott Morrison. All right? It's a long political tradition. Ever heard of Guy Fawkes and the Guy Fawkes celebrations when the effigy of the guy was burnt?
No, I understand that, but the world's changed since then.
No, the world hasn't changed.
People are concerned.
The world has not changed. If you've got the oppressed and you've got oppressors. And what we've seen the last 40 years during the globalisation, privatisation, corporatisation revolution we've had in this country is ordinary people have been pushed aside and pushed asunder. And what Eureka was about ordinary people saying to state authorities, we are born with inalienable rights and liberties which we will pursue. Things have not changed.
Well, according to the last federal election, just on that whole idea about whether they're the worst government of all time, they did win. They actually got more than half the percentage. So most people, even if it's only a slight majority,
actually disagree with you. A small majority of people.
Well, that's most people.
A small majority of people voted for this government. That does not mean that we have to wait for 3 years to the next election to turf this mould out.
Well, it kind of does. That's how democracy works. We are here
to highlight their deficiencies, and we will continue to highlight their deficiencies.
I wonder if the people that were involved in the Eureka Rebellion, including the people that organised, would have the same view as you in terms of turfing out an elected government. I thought that they were actually in favour of elected government. Hang on.
They took up arms against the government of the day. They burnt down Bentley's Hotel. They were involved
in an armed revolution. That wasn't an elected government.
And what you forget is within 12 months, every person involved in that rebellion was acquitted. Two of the major leaders, Humphrey and Laylor, were elected to Parliament, and every demand of the Ballarat Reform League, which included universal male suffrage, was passed by both houses of Parliament. This would not have happened without the rebellion. This is the birthplace of Australian democracy, and we are here to protect that birthright, and we will continue to protect that birthright, irrespective of what people like you, you know, want to make an issue. The issue is, where are the people of Ballarat celebrating Eureka Day?
Do you use
your symbols? We use the symbols of Ballarat.
Where are they celebrating today?
Ballarat City Council refuses to fly the Eureka flag on the main flagpole. 165 years. Men died. I'm standing... Friends and other people.
So where are you exactly? Just to explain where they are, if people would like to.
We are in Eureka Park.
We are where the cannons are. We better move.
We are in Eureka Park.
Okay, well, if people want to join your celebrations, they can at Eureka Park. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, we are leaving Eureka Park now. Time to come to the Eureka dinner at the Queen's Head Hotel tonight at 7 p.m. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your time. Look after yourself.
Indeed,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Dr. Joe Toscano, convener of the Reclaim the Radical Spirit of the Eureka Rebellion Celebration.